Superintendent of Schools for the Gilman School District, also elementary principal, Georgia Krause, joins us today to update us on last week's regular Gilman School Board meeting.
We called the meeting to order as usual and started rolling along with the approved agenda. We had several seniors come in and speak. They gave a presentation on extending senior privileges into the third quarter. The board was concerned about extending the third quarter privileges just because of safety reasons, but I anticipate that that will be coming forward for third quarter. We also had Amanda Mabogi in for the audit explanation, and everything looks very good. And she had a couple of suggestions that we had implemented procedure-wise, but numbers look real good. We had a gentleman in who brought up a concern about the lawn contract and how the contract bid was reopened. Then the administrative reports announced the USDA Food and Fruit and Vegetable Program grant that was awarded to our food service program. Linda Disher and Deb Gallett do great work on that, and they're back up there also as Brandy Sontag, so thank you to them. Medford is hosting a legislative meeting. We were invited to have our board members be represented at that. Our policy has now been put online, and we are very excited about that. Brenda Thompson has used it already. She is working on a Title I audit that we have, and she thanked the board for having the policy put online, said it saved her about half a day's worth of work. Our next month will be the CESA service agreement coming up, and so I prepped the board for that because we have several new board members so they can understand what's coming with the CESA organization. There is consideration of a budget update with which the board approved, and we are simply aligning the current budget figures with the budget figures that the board had approved previously. Confirmation of fall varsity coaching positions, and they confirmed Robin Rosemeyer as the head football coach and Janice Kamonic as the head volleyball coach for the fall season. Consideration of investment of the Ingalls Fund. There was actually two motions on this. One was it's currently in a low interest earnings savings account, and so looking at opportunities to invest that money, the board approved that, just the investigation part at this point, so I would anticipate bringing that back to the February board meeting. They also approved an LED sign as a George Ingalls Memorial with a maximum dollar amount of $20,000, and it's designed for both school and community activities to be announced to the public, and an example of that would be like the Jump River Fireworks or the Perkinstown Tramp Snowshoe Race.
Where will that sign be located?
You know, there are three different locations that they're looking at. They had looked originally at the corner by the school. However, that may cause some issues with people looking at the sign and making that corner at a time. So they talked about at the village municipal area and also at the gas station that's right on the corner. So they're still looking in, and we're in the investigation stage. The board approved a grant for consideration of resurfacing the tennis courts, and this is just the approval process to write the grant. We would be looking at the impact fund dollars from Western Taylor County Powerline and also at a USA Tennis grant, and so we will be writing those to try and get those tennis courts resurfaced. We drew for vet ballot order, and we have Jerry Schromick will be first on the ballot, and Gina Tim will be second in the spring election. We considered a administrative job description for district administrator position, and this purely is discussionary at this time. The reason for this is to align the evaluation tool to the actual job description, and so there was kind of a first reading and discussion on that, but no formal motion.
Are you considering leaving the school district? Is that the reason for this?
No, there's not really been a formal evaluation put into place, and so we're just trying to find the right tool. WASB, the Wisconsin Association of School Boards, has come out with a new method, and so that's what we are currently looking at using. We approved a resolution for a grant that Mia Vick and Tyler Pacoit are writing for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Fabrication Laboratory Program. We will pay the portion of the grant that would be associated with the school portion. So they're looking at a $25,000 grant. Our portion would be approximately $5,000, and that would be to put in place additional resources for our students. We did go into closed session. Closed session was very short, came into open session, no action coming out of closed. We went into the board travel. Because of the convention, we had delegate information that our representative, Val Kalesa, brought to us. And so board just went through those items and approved what we thought should be approved and suggested vote no on ones we did not agree with. Last week, we were at the board convention. I'm excited about some of the preliminary discussion that board members have been having. We're looking at possibly bringing forward to the February meeting a senior tax exchange program, increasing community communications, and some restructurings of meetings going forward. So kind of an exciting trip and a great way to get to know the board and for the board to kind of brainstorm and see what other schools are doing.
Our thanks to Gilman School Superintendent Georgia Krause.